CBA. Dave, how you doing?
Well, not too bad. I got up kind of early this morning, a little earlier than I wanted to, but I just couldn't sleep, and so I got over, I got on 40 meters. I was trying to find the FTA person on here.
Well, sorry you couldn't sleep early. I was awake at 5:30, but I laid around until, I guess it's a little bit after 6. Took a shower. Hold a second.
Yeah, I got up at 2:30 and went to bed. Well, I guess I went to sleep on the couch at 8:30, which is unusual for me. I usually don't do that. And then my wife came out and woke me up at 12:30, so I came to bed and slept till 2:30. And I couldn't get back to sleep, and it seems like my pulse was racing. I don't know if it was or not. I took some medicine, and we took my blood pressure, and it was fine. Pulse was fine. So, but I was having a cross-eyed. I got back from tennis, and I went in the kitchen, and it's like my eyes got cross-eyed, and I had to close one to see out of the other. It didn't matter which one I closed. It was really weird.
So that was happening this morning?
Started at about 8:30 last night.
Well, I guess that would kind of make me a little nervous. Probably keep me from sleeping a little bit. Well, how you doing now?
Good. I can, everything, all that's gone. The only thing is I feel just a little, for some reason, I feel a little like I'm walking to the right, like I'm leaning or something. It's kind of hard to explain. I got hit with a tennis ball last night, but it really wasn't bad. It was just it was on the back of my head, but it was on the side, really, and I saw it coming, so I kind of leaned over, and it just barely caught me. And there's not even a sore place or anything. So I don't really think that had anything to do with it. It could have, I don't know. But at my age, I guess anything can happen.
Well, you don't start feeling 100% normal here, you need to go see a doc, I think.
I picked up the HF mic. Oh, that wouldn't have been good. But anyway, well, nobody would have heard me because I'm on the FTA. But anyway. Probably a neurologist, because this isn't really a visual problem. It's neurological problem, and they're just going to tell me, go see a neurologist. So I might as well just, save a visit and just go on straight over there. But Dave Anderson sent a text out last night about I'm pretty sure it was a NT8WWW. Oh. Now he's on 12 meters. Yep. Just better get down there.
NY prefixes is an American prefix, but is some fuzzy saying is a DX of some kind.
His first email last night, he said it was, I just lost it here. Here we go. Yep, that's the wrong Dan. The wrong person. Here, that's not it. Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go. Three days only, FT8WW. This is now on the air until Wednesday, then we'll be QRT forever. This is your chance to get cross it in the log, work it from your station, or go to your friend's big station, get it into your log. Don't wimp out. So evidently he must have switched over to 12. So I'll try him on 12 and see if I can get him.
That's FT. That's FT8WW. That's Crozet. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I saw that. I've already got him. But that's a rare one. But I do not like him saying, go see your best buddy that's got a big station. I don't subscribe to that kind of DX, but that is a personal thing on my part. But he promotes it. I don't like that.
I mean, you know, I don't really care for that myself. If I can't get it on my rig and my setup, then, you know, then c'est la vie. You know, I figure it's his loss, not mine.
I wouldn't say anything, but I don't like when somebody promotes it, but it's done all the time. So, that's just me talking. But that's a good one. It's hard to get. And if you look at propagation charts, the optimum time is around, it starts around 5 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the evening to maybe about 9 o'clock. He's only on FT8. He's been on CW, but basically he's FT8. That's an island that's located out in the, actually the Indian Ocean, but it's in the south. It's a sub, Antarctic, location. And it's a long ways away, and it's hard. He's only running like 100 to 200 watts with a small antenna. So to get him, it's pretty difficult. It's not impossible. I mean, I did it with just wires. So you can do it. But it's hard.
That's all I got is, yeah, the AL Carolina Wyndham up there, so we'll just have to see what it can do. And I've got an amp here, but I don't use it a whole lot. Man, I tell you, if 12 meters is just covered up with RF, so I'm gonna be lucky to find a place to transmit here. This is going to be fun. But I haven't seen him. But anyway. But there's a lot of other people on here I haven't talked to. is, we'll just give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, of course, rule of thumb is, unless you actually hear them, don't call them. I tell you, I got them like, I guess the second day they were on. They've been around for over a month now, on and off. But there were people calling him, had no way, it was impossible they could even hear him. I'm not talking about one or two, but gobs of them. They were just calling blindly. I just sit back and laughed, because a lot of the time they were calling on the same time interval that FT8WW was transmitting. There's no way they could hear him.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I tell you, well, if I don't get him, there's just people from all over the place here, places I've never even heard of, and if I don't make him, maybe I'll make somebody else.
The best propagation is going to be on 30 meters and 20 meters. And he does get up on some CW sometimes, up on 12. But this time of the day, I mean, it's not impossible, but very unlikely that in the southeast you'll hear him. Now, Dave's got these huge towers and antennas, and he can hear things at times of the day nobody else can. it'll be difficult to get him on 12 meters here, over.
Yeah, I can only imagine. If he's on CW, then I won't be able to get him.
Do you ever go up and look at the spots? If he's on, they'll be spotting him. You go up to like DX Watch or DX Summit and filter it with the call sign. You'll get all the spots. You'll know what band he's on and if he's operating. And you can tell whether or not he's working mostly Europeans. I tell you, that's one thing. He's been pretty good about trying to spread his contacts around. So, but you can tell primarily where he's working. If he's on today on 12 meters, this afternoon he'll be working Europeans mostly, probably.
Europeans on here. I've never seen it this busy at this time of the day, but of course, let's see, what time is it? Yeah, most of the time I'm not even up by now.
I tell you, 15, 12, even 10 has been opened early in the mornings. Sunspot cycle is really helping out right now. But I'm not telling you don't try. But the best thing you can do is go up by, look at one of the clusters and find out what band they're on. Because you'll see there whether they're on or where they're at. Over.
I'll do that. I'm going to give me some more coffee. And I think my wife just came back. She had to go to the doctor this morning, so I'll see what. Okay.
Going to get a echocardiogram. I get them about every 2 years. And kind of a waste of time, but the doctor tells me to go do it, so I do it.
Well, it might be a waste of time, but then again, they might be trying to keep an eye on something. Who knows? It's interesting sometimes, but wife's mom. I think she's 82, 83. And she's got AFib. And they're really not doing much for her. They're giving her a blood thinner, but they did put a heart monitor on her for a month. They're going to watch that and see, you know, see how it responds. So it's, that might tell us some things, too. I hope so.
Yeah, well, better safe than sorry. That's why I do this. It's a long story, but I've had about five or six of these. Most of the time, the sonographer asked me, now, why did they ask you to come in here? Because they don't see nothing. And what shows up sometimes, particularly if I tell them what they're looking for, because they don't see it, I think they just put it down. But sometimes it shows up as a mildly dilated aortic arch, the ascending portion of the aortic arch. And the reason they started sending me there had nothing to do with my heart. And then all of a sudden, my doctor said, well, go get an echocardiogram. And I did. They didn't find anything. So 2 years later, go back again. And half the time, they absolutely see nothing. And then if I tell them what they're looking for, it gets put in on the report. That's why I'm kind of exasperated. But anyway, I'm going.
I guess it's kind of like my, this is totally different, but my dentist, does certain things, and my wife says she's just trying to, make some money off of me, but I feel like she's trying to take care of my teeth, because I do have a lot of old fillings that need to be replaced, and she's not doing them all at one time, because I have the old, metal fillings in my teeth, and she's replacing them slowly, one by one. So, because they're pulling away from the inside of my teeth, so they're leaving a gap, and then food can get down in there, and you can get an infection. So, that's about the last thing you want.
Trying to replace them with some kind of ceramic filling.
Ceramic. It's white, and I'm pretty sure it's ceramic. And it's a pleasing look when you open your mouth. Like for years I just had a mouthful of metal, and all my molars and some of the other teeth forward of that were just covered on the top, and so top and bottom of, and it just didn't look good. But dang, I'm 68 years old. Some of these things were put in when I was in single digits.
It's probably wise to replace those. I know they can kind of wash out, get loose, and they were put in with, if you recall, their metal fillings that mix it somehow with mercury. I remember the dentist doing that, what they found is that some of that mercury would leach out of the fillings. And I can't remember why, what that process was, but anyway, I don't think they even use those anymore, those kind of fillings.
And that's the whole thing, you know, they wanted you to get out of that, and it looks better, so. All right, well, let me run here and see what she's doing, and I'll get back in here in a few minutes.
Not too far from my destination. I can see it right now, so I'll say 73. Hope everything turns out okay. You don't need to go see the neurologist, but better safe than sorry. So anyway, I'm here. This is perfect timing, really. KP4 CBA M4 IQ.
Bill, well, you have a good rest of the day, and if I'm able, I'm going to play some tennis tonight, and probably just hang around here on the radio, see what's going on. But you have a good one. That's 73's KB4 CBA.